call this council public hearing to order. Please stand for the pledge.
Kathy, would you lead us tonight, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Present.
Here.
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 Okay, we have a quorum present. The purpose of this hearing is to consider an application for an agricultural district submitted by Ralph E. and Dorothy Stock, trustees. They live at 472 Virginia Court, Pataskal, Ohio, 43062, and it's for a piece of parcel or a piece of land, parcel number 063-141612-00.000, located in the city of Pataskal, Licking County, Ohio. I think I'll start with Scott, and then I'll start, and then we'll go to Mr. Fox.
The property is currently enrolled in CAUD. It is currently zoned rural residential, as are all properties surrounding it, except that to the south, which is zoned R87. The future land use map designates the property for rural residential, with north, east, and south being designated for agriculture, low-density residential, and to the west, medium-density residential. Staff has no objections to this application.
Mr. Fox?
Mr. Mayor, the Agricultural Committee discussed this application tonight and send a recommendation to council that they approve the application.
Okay. Any public comments concerning this application? Okay. Seeing none, I'll...
Motion to adjourn.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
By Mr. Fox and seconded by Mr. Barstow. Is that Mr. Barstow? I'm sorry, Mr. Hicken. Roll, please.
Fox?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Barstow?
Yes. Excuse me.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Okay, meeting adjourned, and we have 7 minutes until the next meeting, the council meeting starts, so don't get too comfortable. You're going to put Mel on that list, right?
Yes, I just got her email.
Okay.
And I'm going to... I thought I did. I must have forgotten.
I'll take the stuff that's old. Okay.
It's the right
president. It's the right president taken. Prohibition. Okay, I got a question. So when they did the... Okay, when they finished up the road, they told when they buried the conduit to run the electric up the pole in the neighbor's yard, they left a lot of washers hanging, and there's a cone there, and then the dirt, I don't know whether it's like, I want to be able to tell my neighbor, like, hey, the city's coming back, I left it a total like, dirt mess. And so, I don't, does the city see that? Does the contractor see that? Because my neighbor was out there, and there, it's, he kind of planted, I put a little bit of patch master rock, so he put it around the pole, but the, like, the wire came down, it was like excess, and he rolled it, and like, maybe left it, because it's right there in the face, so it doesn't look finished. And I don't blame them, because the rain was like, it was like boom, boom, street fair. So it was probably just like, I gotta get it out of the way.
And they might still have it. On
their list. Yeah, you never know. So I'm just going to, my neighbor hasn't said anything, but I just thought I'd ask so that when he did ask, I'd say, oh, yeah, we're good. He's very nice. He's probably the nicest guy. He'd probably go out there and great.
Don't worry about it.
A woman in the red hair, she's here for her.
Hey, just for the record, gentlemen who are texting, this guy needs to talk to the director correctly.
Absolutely.
Tommy, will you be selling discount?
It's in an O.
I think it's no, I won't.
They spelled it right over here.
I won't be sending that or selling that.
No tobacco.
I didn't know that was different.
I don't know. Could be. It could be southern. It's the southern variety.
It's the southern variety.
Driving down the road, door opens up. I rolled out. She freaked out.
You run out.
You never know.
I did.
$1.79 or $1.90 for that.
Down here.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
If you need it.
They got to make their money somehow. And
I guess.
These turkeys never have this thing working, so. I think it worked 3 months.
Five
months, yeah.
Why don't you have, I'll do it for you. Why don't we have PRA do it?
Wow, so they do
can we do the ones in there? What the hell? I mean, at least I know they'll be stopped. I know they'll work.
Just to make sure. Anytime you have an issue, I'll be like, hey,
call me. I can do it all. Actually, my crew is missing in action now. Roger, my crew, Roger and William, I miss them horribly. You know, now I'm actually having to, you know, fix all my equipment that they broke that I didn't know about. So I have a string trimmer. I have a really nice string trimmer. And I got it. I went this weekend. I was fixing it because I had to trim my own grass. I think it's the first time I've done it in 10 years. Because they always did it. They had, that was one of their responsibilities. Fence lines, right. Trees, which I've got, I don't know how many trees, 160 trees or something I had to go around. And so I get out there and it's like, this thing's not working. I mean, it ran like crap. So I ended up taking it apart. It took me 2 hours just to get my string trimmer out and get it working.
$300 to the steel. I mean, it's the top of the line, you know, super duper string trimmer. They had it so screwed up.
You're gonna find that stuff for a while.
You know, I sent a text message to both of them saying, you know, if I had hired somebody and they had used my equipment and left it in this condition, I'd fire their ass.
So maybe that's their way of not being asked to do it again.
I like Mike.
Not so lucky. I told him, I said, if I find another piece of equipment busted up.